Superintendent Dr. Eugene White, and he's superintendent's still trying to figure out how is he eligible for Mel Daniels for the Basketball Hall of Fame. Because he played basketball back in the day.
I'm going to cheer Mel because Mel is deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And I'm going to do all I can based on the mind trust aim is to stay out the Hall of Shame. So I'm going to keep on working as hard as I can.
And that's a way to pivot to he's one of our original Indiana Pacers. He's one of the ones that in the days of the NBA helped to lead the Pacers to several ABA championships. He is now getting ready to go. He got into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in the new class before the other Pacer with the little ears, Reggie. I roasted him with that line. I can get away with that.
Burn him up.
Mel Daniels, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
When you got the call and said, Mel, you're in, what was the emotions?
Well, first of all, I thought it was a practical joke. Bob Nelecki is the biggest practical joker in the history of practical jokers. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, yeah, okay. You know, and it really came to mind the next day when Fran from the Hall of Fame committee called me and asked me to for information about a flight and where I like to stay when I got to New Orleans. That's when it hit me.
Yeah. Am I correct? You're the first pure ABA player inducted in the Hall?
That's what they say. I don't know how pure it is, but that's what they say.
How does that make you feel with all of the players in the ABA? You know, the greats, the ones that sat on the bench, the ones that contributed minutes here, minutes there of the group. Not the ones that moved over after the merger, but the pure ABA players, the fact you've broken that barrier, so to speak.
Well, you know, I don't really think it's set in. First of all, but because there's a lot of guys deserving of this honor.
Yeah.
I had teammates and a coach, Bobby Leonard.
Yeah.
Won 3 championships. Innovator, creator, very knowledgeable guy, played pro basketball himself. He deserves it. Mm-hmm. Roger Brown, an extraordinary athlete, high basketball IQ, understood how to play. At the end of the game, it was nothing for. We knew what the deal was because Slick would call a timeout and tell Roger, put him to sleep. And that was to be the end of that program. So, and it goes on. George McGinnis, you know, Freddie Lewis.
Yes.
I have a plethora of guys that I played with deserved honor. Louis Dampier from Kentucky, Daryl Carrier, Willie Wise, Zelmo Bate. So, this honor really is a combination of all those guys that I've embraced over the years. And I'll carry it until their names are called.
Who inducts you? Is that your choice? And that's gotta be that's gotta be a difficult choice as to who does that.
I don't understand.
When they have the ceremony,
right.
You know, some Hall of Fame, somebody gets up and says things.
I'm going to ask Wayne Emery because it's a long story. I was the number one draft pick in the NBA, and it was a regional draft. Wayne was the Cincinnati. Wayne was the center at the time. And he said, if that skinny so-and-so come down, I'm going to break his back. So he worked for the Pacers for a couple of years in an advisory capacity. Got to know him.
That's right.
Quality man, honest and sincere. And I'd like to have him introduce me.
I'm not going to ask. About management, I want to ask about these players now. These Pacers, they're no superstars, just a bunch of great guys that seem to be gelling together. They say NBA teams can't do well in the playoffs unless you have a superstar. How would you evaluate this team? Because a lot of people listening really don't know these new guys. I mean, it's great that we've got players who are great people so far, not great off the court, responsible. I hear they're gelling as a team. What's your feel for these guys?
It's not a great team by no stretch of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good basketball team in a weak league, being perfectly honest.
Right.
But the deal is there's a guy by the name of David West who has brought professionalism. He has brought a passion for the game. He understands what it takes to prepare for a game. He's helped Danny. He's helped Roy. He's helped Paul George. He's helped Hill, all the guys. And I think you need a guy like him to carry some of the load, some of the pressure of playing professional basketball in this community.
And this is a veteran player who has come in to take, not a backseat, that's the wrong word, right. to be a that leader that leads from behind, I guess is the best way I could say it.
Right, but he
how you carry yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he understands his responsibility mm-hmm. as a professional athlete, and he knows what it takes to get the job done. And he has instilled his professionalism into a relative, not a young basketball team by no stretch of imagination. The youngest basketball team is out west, but he's helped these guys in a difficult situation, and they're playing. They're playing well together, and that's the main thing.
They're honoring you and all the Pacer ABAers tomorrow. Will that be your first time back inside the hall?
This will be the second time back, you know, and you know, it's going to be kind of a difficult feeling, but it's going to be a good feeling. It's just, we're going to be honored. Some of the guys that was on the championship teams and guys that played for the Pacers, you mm-hmm. know, and it's going to be a good time for all of us.
The induction ceremony, you said, is in New Orleans, so it's party. When?
That was kind of like a.
Oh, that's right. The pre-circuit during the final. Yeah, during
right, for the finals. And the ceremony will be in Springfield, Mass, September 7th.
September 7th.
Yes. Yeah.
I know. So, what is it, on ESPN or somebody's network? You gotta let us know because we all want to watch.
I wish I was watching it. But then it's another story.
Well, somebody will get your tape now. You know, I'm sure they get. So, what do you? What is it? You get? Is it a plaque? Is it a bust? Is it a jacket? What is? You don't know.
I've been measured for a jacket and a ring, so I don't know. You know, it's a ceremony. Whatever they do in ceremonies, I guess they'll do. I don't know.
Well, if what I went through with the Broadcasters Hall of Fame here. It's like
look at that. I'm talking to
him. I know. I'll give you a little Hall of Fame tip.
Okay.
You get excited when you're named, and then you say, "Well, wait a minute. I'm not deserving. There are others, like you said. There are other great broadcasters that should be." Then you get there, and you really gotta write down what you want to say because you'll lose it. Because I almost did. And when it suddenly hits you and you see the names of the past and I'm in a group where I think women's Red Skelton and Jane Pauley and Herb Shriner and a whole yeah. and a whole lot of folks in my industry who have represented this great state in so many different ways, and ain't that many of us with color.
Right.
So at least you're going in a place with a lot of color now.
Right.
It's
yeah.
a little bit different. But it's an experience to enjoy. No one is more deserving, not only for what you stood for with our Pacers, but also to represent that great brand of basketball that the Indiana Pacers created here in Indiana. And it takes a pioneer sometimes to break down a barrier. And I know there's going to be other ABAers, Slick and others, yeah. that will be honored in years to come. And if anybody could break that barrier and be the first to represent a great league and a great brand of basketball, who better than Brother Mel Daniels?
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, and I'll do the best I can in representing, you know, you know, I still feel like, you know, it should have started somewhere else, but I'll accept it as gracefully as I can.
He is one of the newest members of the Basketball Hall of Fame, going in there with Reggie, whole lot of other folk.
Man.
There's a whole you got a serious class you're going in with.
Oh, Reggie, people don't know it, but hey, when I say this and I say it heartfelt, he could have played with us because he played with passion.
Mm-hmm.
He prepared, he was efficient, he did his job as well as anybody that has ever played it or I've seen ever.
But I also know that Mel Daniels could have stared down Spike Lee too.
Spike is out of control.
Again, an honor and privilege. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.